99 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is vowing to hit back after a deadly drone attack on a U.S. military base in Jordan near the border with Syria. Three Americans were killed, nearly three dozen others injured. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley.
The fact that we lost three and dozens were wounded after 160 attacks on our men and women in the military. It is absolutely shameful.
The drone hit in troops' sleeping quarters before the sun came up. President Biden blames what he calls radical Iran-backed militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq. After months of negotiations, lawmakers in the Senate are reporting they're close to a deal to tighten security at the U.S. southern border. CBS's Skylar Henry.
President Biden campaigning in South Carolina this weekend says he'll close up the U.S.-Mexico border if at any point it becomes overwhelmed. If Congress approves the bipartisan proposal currently under negotiation in the Senate.
If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
Lawmakers are finalizing the language of the plan.
That's been the simple request of Americans, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or Independent. People just want a secure border.
Republican Senator James Lankford on CBS's Face the Nation. Former President Trump's opposition could make the plan tough to pass in the House. There's a new rule on the way for companies developing major artificial intelligence systems. The Biden administration will now require them to share safety test results with the government. A series of government investigations has found prisons dangerously understaffed. Bureau of Prisons Director Colette Peters tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
Staffing was a problem before the pandemic, and so that those recruitment efforts and those retention efforts have gotten hard.
Investigations also uncovered a pattern of abuse at women's prisons. It'll be the Chiefs and the Niners facing off at Super Bowl 58 next month.
Here's Kansas City from the 19, throwing at the goal line, and it's caught by Kelce for the touchdown.
Kansas City beat Baltimore 17-10 to move on to the big game. QB Patrick Mahomes.
Just to do it with these guys after what we've been through all season long, guys coming together, it really is special, but I told them, I mean, job's not done. I mean, our job now is to prepare ourselves to play a good football team in the Super Bowl and try to get that ring.
San Fran came back from a 17-point deficit to beat the Lions 34-31. An attack on the Mona Lisa. Two climate protesters hurled soup at Leonardo da Vinci's glass-covered masterpiece. The Louvre says it was not damaged. Both demonstrators were arrested. S&P futures up 2. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people in Wisconsin are enrolled in health insurance on healthcare.gov, more than 266,000, according to the Department of Health Services. That's a 20% increase from the previous open enrollment period. Open enrollment is over, but some people can enroll year-round. A bill to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy has passed the state assembly, Republican Representative Karen Hurd.
I am so in favor of women's rights and women to make whatever health decisions they want. I want everybody to make their own health decision. But here's the conundrum in this. There's another life involved.
10 Republicans voted against the referendum. Governor Evers says he'd veto any effort to make abortion access more restrictive. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks take on the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks begin a long road trip to five different cities, starting tonight in Colorado against the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets. New head coach Doc Rivers asked, how hard is it taking over a team in the middle of an NBA season?
Listen, I've never done this. I wouldn't wish this on anyone. It's going to be a challenge. It's got to get organized quickly.
Rivers attended the Marquette basketball game where he played in the early 1980s. Packers quarterback Jordan Love also in attendance as a fan. The Golden Eagles beat Seton Hall 75-57. They're on the road tomorrow. tomorrow night against Villanova. NFL, the 49ers are headed back to the Super Bowl. They were down by 17 points, but came back to beat Detroit 34-31. Lions head coach Dan Campbell asked, why didn't he try a field goal on fourth down late in the game instead of going for it?
You know, they were bleeding the clock out. That's what they do. And I understand the scrutiny I'll get. That's part of the gig, man.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine today. Our high right around 39 this afternoon, with wind southwest at 5 to 15. A few scattered showers, a little fog, maybe even a few flurries tonight. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 38 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I grew up at Northwest Indiana, which is part of the Rust Belt. If you're unfamiliar, Rust Belt is a cute, catchy term to describe an area of economic devastation. Rust Belt. I remember the first time I brought my wife home, she looked around and she was like, oh my God, what happened here? And I was like, well, they fixed it up. Used to be beer cans everywhere. There were some nice parts, but we've all been to cities and towns like that where every building looks like it was designed by Stalin. I feel like I grew up in a place unlike anywhere. Like the first time I went fishing was in the community swimming pool. Every September, they would fill the public pool with fish, and then kids from the town would try and catch the fish before the chlorine killed the fish. I've been telling this to people my entire adult life, expecting someone to be like, yeah, we did that too. Not a soul.
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here on this Monday morning. I can't believe it. No sun. By the way, the sun is supposed to be on a Wednesday. That's the rumor I heard. There's no guarantee. Did hear a rumor floating around. The sun will be out on Wednesday. I can't remember. When was the last time we saw the sun? I'm even playing that Beatles song, Here Comes the Sun, just to get my hopes up. Cloudy today with a high near 39. Cloudy tonight, lows 33. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 38. Right now it's cloudy and 31 degrees. But don't forget, the sun will be out coming up on Wednesday. That's what they say anyway. Hey, I'm pleased to welcome, actually not me personally, WRJN is pleased to welcome CCM pop star Lauren Daigle to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage coming up on Friday, August 9th. Lauren's soulful music has amassed a billion worldwide streams and sold out headline shows around the world. She'll perform her hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. Tickets are on sale right now at WIStateFair.com. That's WIStateFair.com. And get this, all this week, starting today, you win a pair of tickets with me every morning, 6 to 8 a.m. right here at WRJN. And we'll give away a pair of tickets coming up. I think this hour will do it. Yeah, we'll give away a pair of tickets this hour. So that's coming up a little later on. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, you'll have a chance to win now. All right, that should be a lot of fun. Okay, I saw a couple of things over the weekend I want to talk about. I went to the Racine Theater Guild on Saturday and saw Dial M for Murder. This, you know, I know the entire show by heart because I've seen the movie a million times, so I know exactly how everything played out. I was still on the edge of my seat. It is almost verbatim from the movie, but I still sat on the edge of my seat during this show. The performances were fantastic, and I don't say that lightly. They were just as good, if not better, than some of the actors in the movie, Dial M for Murder. So it was just fantastic. Kudos to the Racine Theater Guild again with another magnificent show, Dial M for Murder. You know, it's tough to take a show that everybody kind of knows the answers to, you know, how it plays out. I mean, we know who the, you know, the murderer was. We know the plot. Because, first of all, they tell you the plot at the beginning. But we know it all. And to see it play out with these magnificent actors at the Racine Theater Guild, and kudos again to the set designers. Whoa! They do just a fantastic job every time. The costume designers, the set designers, the actors, the director. We have the director on the air here. It's just magnificent. So kudos to the Racine Theater Guild for another great performance of Dial M for Murder. Saw a good movie over the weekend, too. Boys in the Boat. It was directed by George Clooney. He's not in the movie, but he directed it. A bunch of young actors are in this film. It was great. It's a true story about the Washington State rowing team and how they made it. Or maybe they didn't make it. You'll have to see the movie. Well, it's history. You know what the history is. How they made it to the Berlin Olympics in front of Adolf Hitler in 1939. You know what's interesting? The guy that got playing Adolf Hitler in the film, he looked just like Hitler. I mean, it was like watching a documentary. Again, you know how it's going to play out, but you're on the edge of your seat watching this movie, Boys in the Boat. Again, kudos to all these young actors who were in the film, and kudos to George Clooney for directing a really magnificent movie. You know, I read later on, I go to IMDb after I watch the movie to watch, you know, the trivia behind the scenes stuff. These actors had to row that boat 4 hours every day because they had to look real in the movie doing it. I mean, they really had a race. I'm sure that, you know, they were going to win or lose depending on what the script said, but they still had to look like they were real rowers. So 4 hours a day they would practice in that boat. Great movie this weekend. Great live show, Dial M for Murder. And last night my wife and I went back and watched the DVD. I've got all the Alfred Hitchcock movies on DVD. And we watched Dial M for Murder. You know, I kind of like the stage play better. It was good. The movie's really good. You know, it's tough to take a movie and film a stage play, because that's basically what Dial M for Murder was a stage play. And almost the whole movie takes place in one apartment, and that's kind of tough. You couldn't do that today and get away with it. People want to see action. They want to see, you know, things opened up. Hitchcock didn't do that. He kept it all in one apartment with the exception of a few outdoor scenes, which are minimal. But he kept it all in one apartment the entire movie and did a great job. Now, that movie was originally shown in 3D when it came out in 1954. 3D was the hottest thing. By the time this movie came out, 3D was waning. And people were getting tired of those glasses, getting headaches from them, the red and blue glasses, 3D glasses. And they were getting tired of them. But I didn't notice it in the film till I saw the documentary afterwards on some of the things Hitchcock did to make it 3D. When Ray Milland is holding his key, he walks it toward the camera. Now, in 3D, the key probably came out of the screen. And the same thing with Grace Kelly's arms when she's fighting the guy trying to murder her. She's waving her arms. And it was probably coming out of the audience. So I didn't catch that stuff in 2D. But they said this movie was so good, they didn't need to show it in 3D, so they gave the theaters the choice, 3D or 2D. You want to show it flat or 3D? It didn't matter. The movie was that good. A lot of 3D movies back then, if you didn't see them in 3D, it wasn't worth watching. But that one was. So once again, to wrap it up, congratulations to the Racine Theater Guild for another great performance. We just bought tickets for their Broadway performance. I'm going to see if we can get someone on the air from the Racine Theater Guild to talk about the Broadway show, Broadway music show they're putting on. When is that? That's weird. Tickets. Let me get my calendar here. Let me make sure I got enough time to get them on. Oh, yeah. We got plenty of time to get them on. Okay, good. All right. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Got the contest I mentioned. Yes, Dial M. Yes, Boys in the Boat. Yes, Bucks at Denver tonight, 7:30 p.m. on WRJN Radio. Super Bowl all set. You heard it. You heard it. The Super Bowl is set. Yeah, the Packers aren't it. But they put on a good season. It was a good season for the Packers. So, yeah. Hey, it's January. You know what January is? I hate to say this, but it's divorce month. Because lawyers tend to see an uptick in new clients for divorce after the holidays are over. Some red flags to look out for. Your partner's spending habits change. They suddenly start hitting the gym a lot more. And they stopped nagging you. I guess at that point they figured it's all over. Don't bother nagging anymore. Odd but true. You know, NASA has its own radio station. It's a music station called Third Rock Radio. Maybe I should apply. During the battle at a park between England and Ireland in 1916, there was a war every day, but a ceasefire every day too, so the park employee can feed the ducks. They'd stop shooting each other. Okay. What do you think about this? A Republican state senator in Missouri filed a proposal to bring duels back. If one member of the Senate insulted another member, they can challenge them to a duel and then have to agree on which weapons to use. I think we should do that in the U.S. Senate. What do you think? The House of Representatives, yes, I want to see duels. You know what? If we had duels, there'd be less arguing, less accusations flying around. Yeah. Maybe we should bring that back on a federal basis. They used to have duels. Yeah, they used to have them all the time. As a matter of fact, Alexander Hamilton against Aaron Burr. Burr killed Hamilton in a duel. A poll asked this hypothetically. You get $3 million immediately, but you can no longer use anything China-related. Would you take the deal? I'll give you $3 million right now, but you can't use anything related to China. Would you take that deal? More than half of people in the survey said, 52%, yes. But everyone else said no. But you got to think about this, mostly because that means you'd have to give up too much, like pretty much all telephones, cell phones, computers, TVs, and cars. Because despite where the company is based, they all have components like semiconductors that are made in China. So you have to give up your car, your phone, your TV. You want to take that deal now for $3 million? How long would you have to give it up for? They don't say. Maybe forever. No, I wouldn't take that deal. No, money's not everything. You know, I'll never understand the human race. Someone in England donated a jar of Uncle Ben's cheese sauce to a food bank that expired in June of 1998. Why would you do that? A lawmaker is pushing a bill that will require new passenger vehicles in California to have technology that would prevent them from going more than 10 miles an hour above the speed limit. Now, the only reason I don't like that is because there are times when you have to pick up speed to avoid an accident or just, you know, avoid some kind of tragedy. And if you can't pick up speed, you know, what happens? I don't like that. Showbiz news. Check out the trailer for Tuesday. It follows Julia Louis-Dreyfus and her terminally ill daughter as they talk to death in the form of a bird. All right. And the director of Jake Gyllenhaal's Roadhouse remake is upset that Amazon is sending it straight to Prime with no theatrical release. He says they're using Roadhouse to sell toasters, whatever that means. By the way, I was surprised when I saw the Boys in the Boat. It's an MGM movie, but under the logo MGM, you know, the Roaring Lion, it says an Amazon company. Amazon, I guess, owns MGM. I think everybody's owned MGM at one time. That company just floats around. I think Louis B. Mayer is rolling over in his grave many times over now. 619 WRGN, a civic media station. Hometown Radio refreshed. I'm Don Rosen. Stay right where you are.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on AM 1400 and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Jacqueline Schrader will be here. Jacqueline Schrader is our final candidate we're interviewing. She is running for the 4th Aldermanic District Alderman race, or Alder race. And she will be here at 7:06. We'll ask her a whole bunch of questions, get to know her, because that, you know, you may not know a lot about Jacqueline Schrader, so we'll get to know all about her. That's coming up at 7:06 this morning. Hey, tomorrow, somebody I talked to on another radio station years ago, fascinating person, Ron Fayola is going to be here. He is an expert on Wisconsin supper clubs. There's actually a supper club right nearby. Hobnob is our supper club, which is nearby, but they're all over the state of Wisconsin. I've been to a couple of them, and so Ron Fayola is going to be here tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Wednesday morning at 7, Nell Minow, the movie mom, is going to be here. She knows everything about movies. She reviews every film out there. We're going to talk about the Academy Award nominations and talk about her dad. Her dad is Newton Minow. Newton Minow was appointed by John F. Kennedy as chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. That's Newton Minow. That's her. So Nell Minow is going to be here talking about her dad and movies Wednesday morning. Thursday morning, Shay King will be in studio from the Racine Public Library talking about things going on in town that are free for you to do, you and your family, at the Racine Public Library. And Friday, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters talking about movies with us. Mike Clemens talking about sports. That's all happening this week here in the morning at WRJN Radio. For today, cloudy with a high near 39. Cloudy tonight, lows around 33. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 38. There is a very, very, very slight chance of drizzle or snow showers during those times, but it's so minimal. Cloudy, 31 degrees now. Don't forget the Bucks in Denver tonight. The Bucks will take on the Nuggets tonight in Denver, the Mile High City, 7:30 p.m. here on WRJN Radio. And coming up right now, let's give away a pair of tickets to go see Lauren Daigle at the Wisconsin State Fair Friday, August 9th. She'll be on stage with her music, which amassed over a billion worldwide streams so far. Sold out headline show and shows around the world. Tickets are on sale right now at wistatefair.com for their August 9th, Friday night performance. You want to go? Got a pair of tickets waiting for you now if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days here at WRJN. Give us a call at 262-497-8162. 262-497-WRJN. 262-497-8162. I'm sorry. I gave the wrong phone number out. It's 262-634-WRJN. I don't have it. Let me write it down in front of me here. Hold on. I can't believe I gave the wrong phone number out. All right. Okay. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. That spells WRJN. So if you want to go see Lauren Daigle at the Wisconsin State Fair, I got a pair of tickets waiting for you right now. Help if I gave out the right phone number. 262-634-WRJN. You know what it is? You rarely give out phone numbers anymore because on your phone, you just
hit the name of it. You don't even give out phone numbers. Boy, that was a shocker there. I knew it didn't feel right when I said it. 262-634-WRJN, right? Yeah, 262-634-9756. Phone lines are open now. Just open them up. Give a call if you want to go see. Got a pair of tickets to see Lauren Daigle. We've got tickets all this week to give away here at WRJN. 634-WRJN, right? That's our phone number? It's been so long. All right. I think we got it. If you want to go see Lauren Daigle, you can. Get a pair of tickets. State Fair. Can't believe we're talking about the State Fair already. It's freezing outside, and we're talking about the State Fair this August. That's fun. Speaking about fun, if the sun exploded, it would take 8 minutes, 20 seconds before we knew about it. That's when all the energy would hit the Earth and kill us all. So we really don't get much of a warning, do we? If the sun explodes, you don't find the minute you, the second you find out, we're gone. All right, that was a great way to wake up this morning. When your dog makes sad puppy eyes to get you to do something, it's not an accident. A study found that about 33,000 years of evolution have helped dogs develop the muscles that make that face because it helps them get what they want from humans. You know, you know how Facebook sends you the memory pictures? Well, I got one. And it's my two dogs in the back of the station wagon. They're getting ready to go to the dog park. But they don't know that. They just know they're getting in the car and they could be going to the vet. So I took a picture of them, the two beagles, and they're looking out the back window of the station wagon like, please don't take us to the vet. We don't want to go to the vet. They were going to the dog park. But they didn't know that. And they got these looks on their face. Their ears are pinned back and they're scared to death. When I used to take my dog for a ride, even if we just went in the direction of the vet, he used to start shaking. And it was shaking. Just his whole body started shaking because he was going to the vet. He, you know, he thought he was. He wasn't going to the vet. Going to the dog park. But if I took that direction, so I tried not to take that direction. Four things that can ruin your chances of landing a job. Are you ready? Not reading the application instructions in the job description. Sometimes they put things in there just to see if you're reading them. Not being fun enough in your interview, being too fun, and still using an embarrassing email address. Now, here's what I don't like. Even using an AOL or Yahoo address can seem unprofessional. Gmail is now the standard. Why is that? That's not fair. A lot of people use AOL. I mean, AOL works just as good as Gmail or any other. Doesn't it? Of course it does. A woman asked her coworkers for a birthday cake with Mariah Carey on it. Apparently, the baker misheard the request, and he made a cake with a picture of Marie Curie on it instead. Marie Curie, who invented uranium with her husband, or discovered it. Now a picture of the cake went viral, and it's gotten so big, Mariah even tweeted about it, or X'd about it. What do they call that, X now? Madame Curie and her husband discovered uranium. They put Madame Curie in. Where did we get a picture of Madame Curie? A survey found what people want. They want wedding advice. They got what they wished for. The top answers. Here's what people want on their wedding day. They want to relax and enjoy the day, take more pictures, and stick to their budget. Really? You want more pictures? You ever see how many pictures people take of their weddings? Take a lot of it. Well, let's see what else we got here. Here's a pretty good window into what people of other countries think of our glorious American eating habits. Domino's in Japan. Yeah, I bet you didn't know Domino's pizza's in Japan. They came out with a New Yorker pizza that is now covered in 2 pounds of cheese. 2 pounds of cheese? That's close to triple the amount of cheese on a normal pizza. That's what they think about us. If you're having a bad day, it doesn't have to stay that bad. You ready? You can turn it around in just 10 minutes. 4 steps. Here you go. Change locations. Indulge in a soothing treat. Do a good deed for someone and write about what's stressing you out. I know it's Monday. A lot of people start off Monday because you got the whole week ahead of you. 5 animals people are afraid of. You ready? Number 1, snakes. Alligators, number 2. Sharks, 3. Bears and cockroaches. Somehow only 2% of people thought spiders were the scariest. I don't like any of those. Yeah. How about that family let her 10-year-old son swim with sharks? That was terrible.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Corn and soybeans are struggling on a Monday morning, but the dairy complex took a surprising turn on Friday. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, our barrel, our block, our AA butter prices on Friday saw a pretty quick turnaround. But why? Colin Kadis is a broker analyst with EverAg, and he explains where our cheese is going these days.
You know, a good candidate is always places like Australia or South Korea. Those are just countries that are usually able to take some short-term exports. One place that it probably isn't going to go is China. We're not seeing a huge uptick, especially on the non-fat dry milk, just with China buying aggressively. And that kind of then pushes back when New Zealand has extra milk or Europe, then they're also going to push that product around the world and drive prices down.
Colin Kadis, he's a broker analyst with EverAg. On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 3 cents to 147. 40-pound block cheese on Friday was up a penny and a half at 153 and three quarters, while AA butter gained 7 1/4 cents to close at 276 a pound. That was better than a 20-cent gain in butter in 1 week's time. We'll take a look at corn and soybean prices next.
TH Agrochemicals has more than 40 years of experience of their family helping your family find the best agriculture chemicals and fertilizers at the most economical prices. As an independent dealer and distributor, TH Agrochemicals has a diverse line of agriculture chemicals available without breaking the bank. Be sure to visit their booth at the Corn Soy Expo at booth 303 or visit thagrochemicals.com. TH Agrochemicals, good people to grow with.
Join the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke along with the Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2024 Corn Soy Expo. It's happening on February 1st and 2nd at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Pam will be broadcasting on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. with Compeer Financial located in booth 409. She'll broadcast at 2 p.m. with the Wisconsin Soybean Board at booth 402. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
So far on a Monday morning, we've got March corn 2 cents lower. December new crop's down a penny right now at 475. March soybeans are down a nickel, with November new crop down a nickel as well at 1179. July wheat's currently 7 cents lower at 609. Dow Jones Industrial Average down right now about 37 points. Our February Class 3 milk is trading 9 cents higher at 1615 a hundredweight. March Class 3 milk right now up 9 at 1662. So just a quick snapshot of what's happening with the markets on a Monday morning. Looking forward to seeing you this week. Ag Day at the Capitol on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday in Wisconsin Dells with the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
A little fog this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine today. Our high right around 39 this afternoon with wind southwest at 5 to 15. A few scattered showers, a little fog, maybe even a few flurries tonight. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 38 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
My wife takes me to this gym, and they have this muscle guy that's going to give me the tour because he thinks I'm going to want to be like him. I don't want to be like this guy. He's like, hey, Mr. Schimmel, let me show you the facilities. Yeah, why don't you spell facilities? So he goes, listen, first we got to do a little fitness test to see where you're at. And I said, well, I could save you some time right now because I got a little winded filling out the application. So if there's some place I could lay down for a few minutes, that would be good. He puts me on this treadmill. I'm on there for like 2 minutes. I smell bone burning like when you're at the dentist.
WRJN, I'm Don Rosen. Cloudy with a high near 39 today. Cloudy tonight, lows 33. Cloudy tomorrow, highs near 38. Right now, cloudy and 31 degrees in Racine. Now, we do have a very slight chance of some snow showers or some sprinkles tonight and tomorrow. It's so little that I didn't mention it. It's like 30% or less. So, anyway, tonight, the Bucks will take on the Nuggets at Denver, the Mile High City, 7:30 p.m. on WRJN Radio. Jacqueline Schrader coming up at 7:06 this morning. She is our fourth candidate we'll be talking to for the 4th Aldermanic District in Racine. The primary is coming up on February 20th. She will be in studio with us in just a few minutes from now. Valentine's Day is coming up, and guys, if you want to buy your lovely spouse a gift, or your lovely girlfriend a gift, or your lovely partner a gift, here's what you can get her. A guy in China bought his girlfriend the rights to 1 square mile of ocean as a present. He paid $99,000 for 1 square mile of the ocean. That's like having a star named after you. We had an employee here. Was it at this radio station? Maybe it was at my other station I worked at. Anyway, he's from Alaska, and he moved to Wisconsin, and he decides he wants to move back to Alaska. And he sent me a gift. It was 1 square foot of land in Alaska. I got the deed and everything. It filed with the state of Alaska. He sent me the deed. He bought 1 square foot of land for me in the middle of nowhere. In the deed, though, it says if somebody buys the surrounding land, I have to allow them to buy this for me for whatever price it was. So, you know, I can't hold out. But it was in the middle of nowhere. No one's going to build anything there. I don't think anyone's ever going to stand on it. So I was thinking, if I ever go back to Alaska, I was there once. If I ever go back, I'm going to stand on my square foot of land and have lunch. I think it's in a mountain range, so I think it's in a place where nobody can go. But it was nice that he sent me a square foot. Of course, this lady's got a square mile of ocean. He paid $99,000. Who's the con artist who sold him that? Believe it or not, a new study found 77% of Americans say they're happy at work. That's the third highest percentage in the entire world. Only people in India and Mexico are happier at work than we are. If the people of Mexico are so happy at work, why are they all trying to cross the border into the United States? India, well, yeah, I talk to people from India all the time. Every time I have to call one of the people in my credit card or, you know, electronics and question about it. I'm always talking to people in India. So, well, we're the third highest. Congratulations to people in India and Mexico for being so happy at work. People who get angry about stuff at work are less likely to quit. They say it's a sign that they actually care about their career and their company, and they take pride at their work, so they complain about it. Okay. That kind of, in a strange way, makes sense. Where do you buy a square mile of ocean? Who sells that to you? where do you get that? Kraft is releasing a product for kids called Salad Frosting. I think they did release it already. Salad Frosting. It's actually just ranch dressing disguised as frosting. Kraft is hoping it'll make kids eat their veggies. Here are the top signs you've hit peak as a dad. You peaked out. You laugh at your own bad jokes. You bust out at dance moves. Ugh. Embarrass your kids on purpose. Always man the grill and constantly do repairs around the house. That's being a good dad. It's not peeking out as a dad. It's a good dad. Well, I guess this kind of makes sense. A survey found a lot of us would like to join a gym to get in better shape, but we're too embarrassed to walk our flabby bodies out there and be judged. So 28% of us won't join a gym until we get in better shape. Again, kind of makes sense. You know, when I was at a gym for about a year or so, I think it was the YMCA, and I'm not in great shape at all. But surprisingly enough, most people there were. My daughter and her husband work out at gyms, and they're bodybuilders. They walk into that gym, and those are the people you want to look like at a gym. But they have to work at it. It doesn't just, you know, I mean, her husband looks like Charles Atlas, and when she gets into, you know, bodybuilding shape, I mean, I got pictures of her. When I first saw her at one of her bodybuilding competitions, I could not believe who I was seeing. My wife and I looked at her. I didn't know who she was. She was in such great shape. She didn't get it from me, that's for sure. Here are some red flags. You might be more stressed out than you realize. You rarely take breaks at work. You always need post-work drinks. You're zoning out a lot. You've been getting a lot of headaches lately, and you're having trouble sleeping. I wish I could take a break at work, right in the middle, right now. All right, I'm taking a break. Some music. I'll catch you later. No, that doesn't work out like that. All right, what else I got for you here today? Survey collected the top moments we love about summer. Oh, I wanted to bring this up. When I got this, it was the other day when it was 11 below zero. I didn't get a chance to use it. So I figured, let's talk about summer. It's 11 below zero. But it's still cold enough now. It's 31 degrees below freezing. So let's bring this up. Things that we love about summer. All right, get your head wrapped around this. Longer days, more light in the evenings. That I will appreciate. I don't like driving at night to begin with, especially when the roads are wet. And you know what I don't understand? You don't realize it during the daytime, but at nighttime when the roads are wet, they need to restripe these roads. I mean, there's some of these roads where the paint is so worn off the streets, you can't see it, especially at night when it's raining because the streets are so shiny, you can't see what side of the road you're on. Let's see if Jacqueline Schrader wants to see. I don't know if the aldermen have anything to do with that, but we'll bring it up. Not having to wear a coat in the summertime. Being able to use your backyard. I can use it now if I want to, you know, walk around in the wet grass and the slush. The smell of freshly cut grass. You know, I love the smell of freshly cut grass. I just don't like cutting it to get that smell. Eating outdoors, both in your backyard and on restaurant and bar patios. I love cooking out in the backyard. Seeing flowers. My wife always plants a lot of flowers in a garden. We have a box garden, two box gardens in the backyard. And yeah, it is kind of nice to see her vegetables growing up. Going to barbecues and the smell of grilling in the neighborhood. Yeah, my neighbors, when they grill, oh, it smells delicious out there. Wearing shorts every day and not wearing socks. And exercising outside. You know, when I had my dog, we'd walk all the time. Every single day, we'd take a long walk down by the lakefront. And I do miss that. I'll have to start. I feel bad because I take it without him now. Obviously, he's not here. And I feel depressed because I'm walking and I keep remembering all the places we walked together for all those years and years, 17 years. We walked, you know, between all our dogs, and I walked all those places. And somebody said, well, take a different route. Well, it's kind of hard because we walked every route around the lakefront. I'd have to take a walk through a neighborhood, and I like walking around the lakefront. All right. Looking for a new job? An American billionaire based in the UK is hiring a live-in dog nanny, speaking about dogs, to take care of the family's two dogs. This is from our archives. And actually, it's from less than a year ago, actually. This is when they posted this. You can apply online. It pays $127,000 a year. Here's what you got to do. The family has two beloved dogs that require top-tier care and must be treated like valued members of the family. I could do that. They're looking for a live-in dog nanny, so you'd be staying in their mansion or some sort of guest house, rent-free. I like that. You'll need to coordinate all vet appointments, keep detailed records of their health and medical history, and develop a, quote, personalized exercise regimen for each dog. I've done that for years. You'll need to accompany them on domestic and international trips and arrange things like pet-friendly accommodations. I could do that. You'll be organizing play dates with other dogs and finding, quote, enriching activities to stimulate their senses. I've done all this. This is great. $127,000 a year, but you got to live in England. It'd be great if it was like in, you know, Kenosha, Milwaukee, or Burlington, or somewhere around there. No, you got to go to England. You know what? If I was a young person, I had no ties, where I had to stay where I was, I would take that in a heartbeat. $127,000 a year to take care of two mutts. Ugh, I'd love that. What happens if the dogs die? Do you still get the money? I mean, you know, animals die. Wonder if they still pay you. Need an excuse to take a nap? Nope. But if you do, a study found nappers tend to have bigger brains. Their brains don't shrink as fast as they get older. See, I know I should take a lot of naps. And I try to, but I have trouble napping in the middle of the day. I'd love to do it, though. I need a bigger brain. That'll help. 645 WRJN 645. Cloudy with a high near 39 today. Cloudy lows around 33 tonight. Cloudy with a high near 38 degrees tomorrow. We have the Bucks at Denver tonight, 7:30 p.m. They'll be in the Mile High City tonight, 7:30 here on WRGN. And by the way, it's cloudy and 31 degrees right now. Jacqueline Schrader coming in at 7:06. She's our fourth and final candidate for the 4th Oldhamanic District race. And we'll talk to her, find out about her, get a little background. We'll get to meet her, find out who she is and why she wants to run and what her plans are for the 4th Oldhamanic District, which is where I live. So we'll find out what her plans are. Hey, just a quick reminder, Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Well, let's see. We got a new job listing here for true crime fans. The Tucson Police Department has a new position they opened up where you can be a detective without being a cop first. There's still some training required, and there are some limitations, like you can't get a gun and be able to make arrests, but you get to do all the other stuff detectives do, like visit crime scenes, interview suspects, and help bust bad guys. You know, I kind of could do it because I watch so much Dateline in 2020. I feel like I have a degree in criminology already. You watch Dateline and you get to know how everything's done. There's nothing like a good plot twist, right? Supposedly these are the weirdest ones in movie history. Here are the five movies. Oh, these are good. Yeah, these did have good plot twists. Psycho, that was good. Planet of the Apes, what an ending on that movie, huh? The Usual Suspects, another great ending. The Sixth Sense, another great ending. And The Others, that one fooled me totally with Nicole Kidman. Oh, The Others, The Sixth Sense, The Usual Suspects, Planet of the Apes, and Psycho. All great movies with great plot twists. And Psycho almost didn't get made. It was too graphic for Universal Studios. They didn't want to release it. They thought it was, you know, it'd scare people too much. And it did scare people a lot. That's what made it a great movie. Still holds up today with Janet Leigh and, of course, Anthony Perkins as Norman Bates. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at WRJN Radio. Jacqueline Schrader coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about the 4th Oldhamanic District. Coming up tomorrow, we're talking about Wisconsin Supper Clubs with Ron Fayola. He will be here. He authored a book on that, a couple of books on that. And then on Wednesday, the movie Mom, Nell Minow, is going to be here. Do I have all those dates right? Yeah, I do. Okay, good. And Shay King from the Racine Public Library is going to be here on Thursday. Just make sure I got that all right. 6:49 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio, refreshed a civic media station. Stay right where you are.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
At WRJN Radio, I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining us here on this cloudy day. Rumor has it, now I got this on the inside scoop, that the sun will be out on Wednesday. A lot of people thought, well, the sun is gone. No, it's not gone. It's going to be out on Wednesday, which is kind of nice. Hey, coming up in the next hour, you can win tickets to see Lauren Daigle. Lauren Daigle is going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair. Coming up on Friday, August 9th. Kind of breath here. It just ran through the door. She'll be playing at the Wisconsin State Fair on the main stage Friday, August 9th. You can win tickets this morning and all this week right here on WRJN. Need a vacation? You know, the average person says, I need a vacation 3 times a week. The main things that cause us to say it: stress at work, feeling tired, parenting or family stress. But you know what? When you go on vacation, isn't that kind of stressful? I think that just increases the stress when you go on vacation. You know, working too much can make you go bald. I didn't know that. A study found men who work more than 52 hours a week lose their hair twice as fast as men who work less than 40 hours. I didn't lose any hair, and I used to work about 60 hours a week. We've got some unwritten rules in life that everyone should follow. For example, if you finish the coffee at the office, make more. Don't tag people in Facebook if they don't look good in the photo. And never tell a pregnant woman she looks huge. What's the thing I saw? One of the comedians here, Brian Regan, said, you should never congratulate a woman on being pregnant if you don't know for sure she is. Because that could turn out really bad. 30% of us go to work sick, so we can save our sick days. We're really not sick. The most ridiculous sick day excuses we've heard are, my false teeth flew out the window while I was driving, someone glued my doors and windows shut, and I couldn't decide what to wear. I think when I was here for 24 years, I think I took 1 month off. That was when I had my heart surgery. But other than that, I took 1 day off. I had such a bad cold, I had no voice left. And I figured I just want to rest it. That was one sick day, except for that, you know, little mini heart thing I had going on. A new report ranked every NBA arena by the price of beer. Fans pay the most for a 16-ounce of beer in San Francisco and Boston. Fans fork over more than $17 for a 16-ounce beer. Whoa. They pay the least in Cleveland and Oklahoma City, just over $6. $17 for a beer? Whoa. Back in 2013, an Irish guy in New York didn't have enough to cover the cab fare, so he gave his cabbie an IOU for 2 pints of Guinness, speaking about beer, if he ever came to his family's pub in Dublin. That was in New York City he did that. 9 years later, the cabbie took him up on it, went to Ireland, got some free Guinness from his family's pub. You think that's why he went to Ireland? A man in Maryland won a $25,000 lottery jackpot by playing the numbers from his truck's broken odometer. It stuck at 82,466 miles. It's 82,466 miles. So he used the numbers, 82,466, played the lottery every day and got $25,000. So maybe it was stuck for a reason. You ever think of that? Maybe some divine intervention on that broken odometer. How often would you say you insult yourself? Like saying, yes, that's an idiot. Because you left your keys inside. A poll found the average is more than 3 times a day. I think it's more than that. That includes both insulting things you say and insulting thoughts about yourself. So don't necessarily have to say it out loud for it to count. The average guy insults himself about 3 times a day or 1,095 times a year. For women, it's 1,460 times a year. I say that all the time. Every time like I can't find my shoes. What are you, stupid? You can't find your shoes? I say it out loud. Or, like, even here in the radio station, if I can't find something that I just brought in, what am I, stupid? I just put it here a second ago. I say that all the time. Odd but true, and this one is really interesting. Thomas Edison invented an electric pen in 1876, later adapted to become the first tattoo machine in 1891. Do you know Thomas Edison, when he passed away, was working on a telephone to contact the dead? That kind of creepy, huh? The University of Alabama's football practice fields are near an apartment complex where people who live there have it in their leases. They cannot watch the practices. How do you stop somebody from doing that? If I go out on my porch, on my patio, how do you stop it? Remember the Wrigley Field people? They owned the people in the apartment building used to sell space on the rooftop to watch the Cubs play. Remember that? Speaking about stadiums, former Dodger Stadium vendor Roger Owens has been told to stop throwing peanuts because it's a safety issue, even though he's been doing it for 60 years. He's disappointed, but he's not going to fight it. The Dodgers ended a peanut tossing in 1976 and in 1985, but both times they had to reverse the ban because fans complained. So maybe this isn't final after all. One of the problems is people have peanut allergies, and you fly a bag of peanuts past them. Did you hear the story the other day about the dancer? I think she was a ballet dancer, and she ate this food, and she died instantly. It had peanuts in it, or peanut product, but the label never said it. I think it was a store brand product. I never heard of the store before. But they showed the label, and there's no mention of peanut product in it, but, you know, it had it in there, and it killed her instantly. And her relative said she always checked labels before she ate. But if the labels don't say it, that's kind of sad. I mean, you know, it's funny. When I went to school, they served peanut butter and peanut products all the time in the cafeteria. It never was an issue at all that there were peanut products in there. Did people not have peanut allergies when I went to school? Of course they did. They used to offer you, with all your meals, you had bread and butter or peanut butter and bread. Those were the two things. I never had peanut butter in my life, so I don't know. But, I mean, just people ate them. I guess, you know, I don't know if there were any allergies at all of that back then. All right, coming up in a few minutes, Jacqueline Schrader's going to be here. She's running for the 4th Orlemanic District Alderman. And we'll talk to her, find out a little bit about her. If you don't know anything about her, we'll find out everything. Plus, coming up in the next hour, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Lawrence Daigle at the Wisconsin State Fair on the main stage on Friday, August 9th. That's straight ahead at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.